This is Yahoo Finance Live. We are taking a look at the top trending tickers today. What our Yahoo Finance users are watching in the waning days of the year. And there's some familiar names on this list, Zaz, because stuff we've talked an awful lot about. We've got Rivian, we've got NVIDIA, we've got Apple on this list. So some buzzy tickers, some big tickers. Apple shares have been rising. They're down a little bit this morning, but still, they're getting awfully close. They continue to be getting awfully close to that $3 trillion market cap. And, you know, it's just amazing to me, as our Jared Blickery points out to us, reminds us Apple closed at a record yesterday. It's just astonishing the size of this company and yet the performance that it still manages to put up, Saz.
And the trending tickers one, also other theme too, Julie, it's been some of the favorites of investors this year. Traders have loved these stocks, and also all tech names folks are returning to. But look, Apple is just an absolute beast, Julie. I mean, we've just beaten Apple to a pulp the past few years here. But I will note this, you know, on the other side of the coin here, with Apple's ascent and as it approaches that $3 trillion market cap, you know, its valuation, which is appears to be a theme so far for us this morning on the show, is climbing. You know, Apple's forward price to earnings multiple, according to Yahoo Finance Plus data, is now at about 33 times. That's the highest average multiple going back to about December of 2020. So just something to keep in mind here. You know, are we nearing that point when Apple reports its earnings in a couple weeks? Is the stock just priced for absolute perfection that anything that Apple puts up from the holiday quarter, you might see a sell the news event? To be determined. But again, I will note that valuation is getting pretty rich on this company.
Yeah, I mean, valuation is getting rich on a lot of stuff. It hasn't really slowed it down necessarily, at least not for a sustained period. We've seen many of the high flyers just continue on with that momentum. Let's talk about a couple of the others of them. Rivian, which obviously its debut was greeted with a lot of enthusiasm this year. Those Rivian shares, you know, they have not gone up in a straight line, certainly. They're down about 1.5% this morning. But they've retained a lot of the, you know, not the entire lift they got. You know, it's been not quite cut in half, but it's been cut quite a bit. But even so, above $100, I think, is still pretty impressive for this company that is, I mean, have you do we see any Rivians on the road? They're not on the road.
I've seen them in YouTube videos, Julie. That's about it. Unlikely I will see any of them anytime soon, especially as they just mentioned a couple weeks ago on their loss per share report that they are cutting the number of deliveries that they're going to be able to deliver this year. It is just amazing. It is amazing to see this company with a market cap of almost $95 billion. And sure, you know, the stock is down about 7% so far over the past month, but still a $95 billion market cap for Rivian after a quarter where they said they will not be able to meet their delivery targets and they're not making any money anytime soon. I think it's just indicative, Julie, of the market environment we're in, where the dips are being bought, and there remains a lot of optimism out there on the street.
Yeah, there definitely does remain a lot of optimism. That's, of course, reflected in the big picture performance that we are seeing from the S&P 500 as well. And for a lot of these, you know, and NVIDIA being the last of the trio of top trending tickers today, you know, I think, like, maybe it's an oversimplification to say that people read these stories. If you bought Amazon at $10, you would have X amount of money today. But I think there's something to that, right? When people are looking at Rivian, or even when they're looking at a company that is already enormous, like an NVIDIA, and they see metaverse headlines, and they, you know, they want to get on the train. I think that that's psychology. There's something to be said for that. Oh, a very enthusiastic ringing today.
Maybe they own NVIDIA.
All right, there was a virtual bell ringing, so maybe he felt he had to do to be enthusiastic for all of those folks who are remote there. So as we look at stocks as they get underway trading on this Tuesday, with just a few days remaining in the year, it looks like we are opening very slightly higher for the major averages. We're waiting for that NASDAQ to open up. It takes the longest because there are the most stocks in it, and it's up about a tenth of 1% as we get underway. So the S&P 500 looks to trade at another record. If it closes higher today, that will be another record close for it.